Anyway, this is part two of my updated boo. So, yeah, well, actually, I will explain a bit more because I've got the time now. What happened is I've got a pug. My second pug I have called Bollinger. He's an Easternite pug, and apparently they're a high sought-after breed of pug, and they sort of breed the pugs genetically very well and stuff like that. So, you know, they don't suffer from some of the problems some other genetic pugs suffer from. So anyway, I have got an Easternite pug. It wasn't a thing that I meant to get, actually. It was just by chance how it happened and how I got Bollinger. Anyway, they're a well reputable company or agency that breed pugs and French bulldogs. So anyway, the lady I had who owns the company or the breeding organisation, she I know, I've sort of known of her as well, because I contacted her about my pug, and then she put me on to a lovely lady who actually works with her, and who had a baby at the time, and obviously that's when I got Bollinger last year. So anyway, this mad woman, Tanya, said, I'll say Tanya Seacombe in case someone else thinks it's somebody else. It's no one on here, don't worry. So, yes, this mad woman, Tanya Seacombe, decided to email this person because she apparently she was calling her pug an Easternite pug and etc. and professed to know the Easternite sort of clan very well. It turns out that she didn't. She did email Amanda, the lady in charge, and she basically told her to ring me about her. About me. So that's all it said in the email. Kiss, kiss, kiss. That's what a psycho she is. Anyway, so basically, Amanda rang me and said, Major's all right, you know, and left a message on my answering machine, and, I got an email from you. And I'm like, oh, I never sent an email, because obviously yesterday I sort of really kept away from the media because I don't really think, you know, I just didn't have time to do anything like that on my birthday. So basically, the social media network. So obviously, and even emails. I wasn't looking at any emails yesterday or anything to do with work or whatever. So I rang Amanda back because I thought, that's strange. I haven't sent her an email, but I thought it's got to have something to do with that mad nutting woman. So yeah, she found it and she read it to me and she said, she said, do you know what it's about? And I said, oh, yeah, that's the lady I mentioned to you before. And you said you didn't know her very well. And she said, oh, yeah. And then she said, where's she from again? And I told her. And then she said, I know her, she said. She's came to, stud one of her dogs out with her. You know, she wanted pups. So she brought one of her dogs, I think, as a, not a male. It was a girl dog she wanted to, obviously, get pregnant so she could breed and sell puppies, and she sells them apparently for an extortionate rate, a lot more even than Easternite do, and who are a top quality breeding company. So she's obviously just out to make as much money as possible, although apparently she's very rich, she told me. I'm not surprised, but she's ripping people off, but then she then said to me that this woman who came to her to have her dog, I don't know what you call it because I don't breed dogs, so she then was, you know, when you do go and get your dog mated to breed or whatever, you do have to pay. And obviously you have to pay when you've done it, you know, like anything else. And apparently this woman had refused to pay, and she wouldn't pay until the pups were born. And I thought, and the woman, Amanda, said she was very, very weird and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, oh, my God. God, I did have a lucky escape. So basically, I told Amanda, obviously, the story and why she wanted to contact her, because she'd threatened me that she's going to tell every pug breeder about me and whatever, and blah, 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 blah. I don't know what she was going to tell them about me, because I know that everybody who knows me and who knows me from through Audioboo and any social media and any personal people that know me now know that my animals have the highest care and respect, and, you know, they get second to none of the best treatment. So, and I don't sell them for extortionate bits of money and try and make money off them and mate them and whatever. So anyway, this lovely pug, I feel so sorry for him that I was going to get. She professed that he was her baby and whatever. But then, you know, obviously she's wanting to sell this baby, you know. So how thin can you get? And just to make money out of him. And apparently someone who'd been to her before was assumed to be a time waster because they were going through a bereavement of losing a dog and then wanted to get that dog and obviously change their minds, as people might do if they're, you know, just come out of an, you know, if they're dealing with a bereavement and whatever. But apparently they were time wasters. Anyway, so, yes, to cut a long story short, I think she'll be well rattled, because she's a sort of, you can tell she's a sort of person that wants to just cause trouble and whatever, and obviously she won't be able to cause trouble because you know, Easternight know me more than they do her, and they know I've had one of their dogs, and they know I'm a good, honest dog person and whatever, so whatever. But it's funny how people can turn, and just because you want the relevant information, which is what all I wanted was to have all the relevant information if I was going to purchase a pug from her, that you're advised to have if you are buying especially a pedigree dog, which is, you know, they are worth a lot of money, so obviously you do need to have a contract of sale, just for anyone, you know, who actually doesn't know. My phone has gone off, so I'm just going to check. Yes, I've still got some minutes. So anyway, just to let anyone know, if they are buying a pedigree animal of any sort, especially a pedigree, but I would say for any animal, really. Anyway, make sure that you don't pay them huge deposits, and ensure that it's a secure deposit as well. And also ensure that, you know, you meet the animal, you meet them, never go on your own to meet them or allow them to come to your home on their own or, you know, whatever, without having somebody there. If you need them to come to your home, make sure you've got somebody with you. Ensure that they give you a contract of sale as well, not just a receipt, and that is very important, because if you were to buy a pedigree and something happened, or you found out that it had a very, very sort of bad illness, which obviously you'd be exempt from insuring it for and whatever, and which would cost you thousands if you kept the pet, it is a good enough reason to you know, get the pet brought back to the breeder, so and that the breeder should give you your money back, etc. So yeah, make sure you've got all that, and you know, a good breeder should give you a contract and puppy packs, and even if the dog's older, they still need to give you a contract, need to make sure that, especially, you know, you need to make sure that you've had a health check off them as well, to make sure the animal is well and has had a recent health check, etc., etc. So that's my advice to everybody. And let's just say, if any breeder gets funny with you, and the other thing as well, do ask the breeder as many questions as you want about the dog, because to me, if the breeder's got nothing to hide, they will be very professional, will tell you everything that you want to know, will be patient with you, and will accept anything within reason, obviously, that you're asking for, which is, you know, a legal requirement. And if they don't, then basically stay away from them and don't go through with the sale. That's my advice anyway. Anyway, guys, I'm off for now, and whoever has sent me some personal booze, I will get back to you ASAP. I think I'll probably get back to you before the end of the day, because obviously I'm going to be tied up for the next couple of weeks doing my second assignment, as I pass my last with flying colours, I'm really pleased to say. And so Yes, I'm spurred on to do my next one. Anyway, I'm off for now. Have a good Sunday. Bye.